So we have the Acts of the Apostles. We have a situation, basically they call it the Council of Jerusalem, in which some of the community, those of Jewish origin, are saying to the Gentiles who become believers in Jesus Christ that they too must be circumcised in fulfillment of the Mosaic Law. And it's erupted in debate amongst the church community. And you have three groups making witness to what we hear today. Peter, where we have read earlier, where he was called to the house of Cornelius, a Gentile, in which Peter, proclaiming the gospel, proclaiming an invitation of faith, the Holy Spirit fell upon the whole household of Cornelius, uncircumcised, and yet believed, and so received the fullness of the promise of baptism, the forgiveness of sins, and the pouring out of the Holy Spirit upon them. Peter makes reference to that. It's like, you know this has happened. I told you that God chose me to announce the gospel to the Gentiles. And I'm sharing with you what has taken place, the fullness, what all of the people of Israel hope for, the Holy Spirit being poured upon everyone of the community. This has been given to the Gentiles. Then Paul and Barnabas speak about their mission, about all of the engagements that they have had with the Gentiles and how they have come to believe in the great signs and miracles and wonders that are being worked. And all of these places. Finally, James speaks about the fulfillment of Scripture and the promises of old, that even all the Gentiles on whom my name is invoked, that they will seek out the Lord. And so a beautiful understanding when we see the experience of what God is doing inform the church of the goodness of something. Like you can have a little hope for something, right? It's only so big, it's contained into a box. This is where my hope is. And it seems that God has fulfilled something so much greater than what we hoped. So much more so that they have to open up in a way that they never thought would be possible. And so are able to instruct Paul and Barnabas in the return to announce to those that they don't need to be circumcised. So there's a minimal thing of commandments that make sense. But beyond that, our salvation is not found in the works of the law. It is found by the grace of Jesus Christ and faith in Him. It's a good reminder for us, isn't it? We believe that our Catholic faith and living it out is somehow a burden to us. All of the commandments, all the rules, all the things that we're supposed to do, all of these things. The gospel text today says something very simple. Jesus invites us to remain in His love. As He remains in the Father's love, so we are to remain in His. So what does that mean? Is it like a hot tub? Do we just like immerse ourselves in it and be like, stay in the hot tub, right? What does it mean to remain in His love? That word remain, I've said it before, can be translated to abide, to dwell in His love, to make a home in His love. When we think of love, we think of acts of love, we think of feelings. But love is a choosing of our will. If you do not have freedom, you cannot love. You realize that, right? All of the preparation paperwork for marriage over and over and over and over again. It's all talking about freedom, 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 freedom. Why? Because if you're going to enter into this, you have to be free to choose. You have to be free to say no if you're ever going to be free to say yes. You have to be free. It's essential. Because without freedom, there's no love. So the invitation of us of a choosing to abide, a choosing to remain. And it's not a location. It's everything. It's the truth that God has spoken about himself. It is that which is revealed in Jesus Christ. It is his actions. It is the sacraments. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit. It is our choosing into this. It is what God has revealed about who we are. It is the revealing of how we are to live out who we are. It is all of these things. Keep my commandments, he says, and you will remain in my love. To keep his commandments, we must remain in the knowledge and wisdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, about who he is and who we are, about the life that we have received and entering in. There is much thought that you can spend with this gospel text. It is so short today, seemingly because it's so profound and deep. Ponder that question, my brothers and sisters. What does it mean to remain in his love? Seemingly, it's where we want to be. Seemingly, it's where we are intended to be and to remain and to live and dwell. May we keep his commands. May we remain in the truth and abide always in his love. Amen.